Kechevra. You know, as we're in the days of Adar, getting closer and closer to Heilige Yontav of Purim, we're already within Shloshim Yom Kodem L'Chag. So all of the Chevras yearning and waiting for the Heilige Yira Kaddish. I'm even Yavin. So I figure we have to share a different Yira Kaddish tonight. Tremendous Yira Kaddish. It's another type of Torah that would bring us to Tanz, but always after the 5 minute we Tanz, so I don't know. But L'maisa will bring us to Tanz, it'll be a different Tanz. So Yira Kaddish Cheshbin, if you Cheshbin through the Chet HaEgel, how long did Chet HaEgel last? If you go through the Psukim, Yira Kaddish explains that the Chet HaEgel lasted 6 hours long. What happened? Klal Yisrael miscalculated. They thought Moshe's 40 days were up. So they're ready already, they lost it. But Aaron comes and pushes them off a day. Machar, tomorrow. Aaron's able to push them off one day, right? Perek Lamed Beis. Pasuk Hey, Vayar Aaron. Vayomer Chag LaHashem Machar. Let's do it tomorrow. So on that day, they didn't yet bring Chet HaEgel. It was the next day. And we all know Moshe Rabbeinu came back 6 hours into the day. That's when he said he's going to come back, like exactly what he said he's going to come back. They just miscalculated the days. As Rashi goes at length, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Aleph, and you can read it at some time. So the whole Chet HaEgel took 6 hours long. That's what the Heilige Yira Kaddish explains. What's going to be Mevatel Chet HaEgel? How do we nullify Chet HaEgel? The Heilige Days of Yomim Tovim. The Eile Moed HaShem is Mevatel, as the Lashon is that they wanted so badly. And they said, the Lashon also, Eile Elohech Yisrael. Eile Moed HaShem comes and is mitakin and mevatel the Egel. How so? How many days of, when you take the Moedim, the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, D'Oraisa, Pesach, Sukkos, and Shavuos, D'Oraisa, you have 15 days. Not including Shemini Atzeres, which is Yontav Mevnei Atzmo. So you have Sukkot 7 days, Pesach 7 days, and Shavuos 1 day, Midiraisa, right? Like in Eretz Yisrael, 15 days. Comes Yira Kaddish and explains, how many hours in a day, Chevra? How many hours in a day? 24 hours, that wasn't a trick question. 24 hours in a day. Matel had a whole other Cheshbon the other night, so 24, he claimed it's 28, based on the Itim, but 24 hours in a day is Pashtus. 24 hours in a day, 15 days of Yontav D'Oraisa. How many hours are there? How many is 24 times 15, Chevra? 20, no one's good at math here? Not one? 360. Shleimel, thank you. 360 hours. 24 days, 24 hours for 15 days of Yontav is 360 hours. Comes El Yir HaKadosh. And what do you see? If Chet HaEgel is 6 hours long, how are you going to move Mevatel Chet HaEgel? To have Mevatel something, you have to have Batel B'Shishim. You have to be Batel B'Shishim. What's 60 times 6? 60 times 6 is 360. So you need the 360 hours of Yontav, 15 days of Yontav, 24 hours a day, and are Mevatel the 6 hours of Chet HaEgel. Bitel Chet HaEgel. Comes the Hilge Shvili Pinchas. Shvili Pinchas takes it one more step. On Yontav is when we, as Kohanim Duchen, so there's a deep connection, the brachos of the duchening to the Heilige Yontav. If you go through the Birchas Kohanim, there are three psukim: Yivrecha, Hashem Yishmerecha, Yar Hashem Panam Elachuneka, Yisa Hashem Panam Elachuneka, Yisem Lecha Shalom. So you have three psukim, and those three psukim, you have 15 words altogether. So the three psukim are the three regalim. 15 words are the 15 days of Yontav. And how many letters? Exactly 60 letters. In Duchening, you have three psukim, 15 words, 60 letters, which is teaching me and showing me the three regalim with the 15 days are going to be mevatel batel b'shishim of what? Of the Chet HaEgel. Happens to be there are six brachos altogether, which are keneged the 6 hours that we need brachos keneged of Chet HaEgel. Anyways, l'maisa comes the Heilige Yom Tovim, therefore, and it's Mavatel Chet HaEgel. House that's beautiful, Bedrush, Beremez, Betiris Nister. What does that mean? Why is Yontav Mavatel Chet HaEgel? Why is Yontav Mavatel Chet HaEgel? What was Chet HaEgel? just on the Pashup Shah, forgetting about deep Perushim, it was being distanced from the Rabbi Nishalom. It wasn't connecting to the Rabbi Nishalom. It was being far away from the Rabbi Nishalom, disconnecting from the Rabbi Nishalom, in creating some medium, but disconnecting from the Rabbi Nishalom. What is a Mayid? What does Mayid mean? The word Mayid means to meet up. All of Yontiv is to meet up with Hashem. That's why we're Oyla Regal, specifically on Yontiv, on the Shalosh Regalim, to go and meet up with the Rabbi Nishalom again. To be one with the Rabbi Nishalom again. In fact, Yontiv, we know we create. Yontiv, we decide based on Kiddush HaChodesh, unlike Shabbos. And as we create a relationship with Hashem, Egel, we created a disconnect from Hashem. Yontiv, we create a connection with Hashem. That's Mevatel, the Chegad HaEgel. Every single one of us, Chevra, we have to make sure that in our lives, obviously, Baruch Hashem, nobody's involved in any Chet HaEgel. But in our lives, we have to think about our Maisim. Think about what we're doing. Think about our days, our minutes, our hours. Are we involved in Maisim that are creating connections to Hashem? Or Chas V'Shom L'Aleinu, disconnect from Hashem. Each and every one of us has to live a life of Yontav, a life of Moyadim with Hashem. And be mevatel and nullify anything in our life that holds us back from that connection to Hashem. And a heilig, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh, full simcha, full bracha.
Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos
We're going to lay in the first words, Kisisa Rosh, to lift up our head. How do we lift up our head? You lift up the word Rosh, Resh, Aleph, Shin, lift it up to the next letters, Shin, Beis, Tav. We lift ourselves up, Shabbos.
Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh